from the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. Coronavirus Central, although Missouri is not doing as bad as other places. This is Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, the man with the laptop, Jesse Kimball.
Hey, that's me.
And Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
And the big D. Nope, he couldn't make it.
We almost had
Dalton on the show tonight, but we are sort of breaking quarantine and doing the show live in the studio as opposed to what we did on Wednesday.
Because we haven't figured out how to remote two people from one location yet with the rest.
That's because you don't know how to do anything.
I know. That's why I told you to figure it out with the 6 hours I was at work.
Well, Dalton, you guys also only have the one microphone. And
well, yeah, but I mean, she could put
the like headphone thing is the thing I'm worried about.
I mean, she could put a headset on.
Yeah.
You know, do what me and Asa do, which is basically, well, we could also probably share the microphone because I have the Yeti and it's whatever. Let's not focus on that part.
No, you'd have to have the headset splitter. Like, you'd have to have microphone splitters so both of you are getting audio.
Unless you just recorded on her computer.
I mean, yeah. What?
Like, you would record on your computer and then behind you, I would record on mine.
But I still wouldn't be able to.
Then you'd have to have another microphone.
Microphone, yeah.
Unless you had a headset plugged in.
Mean a headset with a mic?
Okay, yeah.
It just won't, like, the headset microphones are very much for gaming. Like, they're the most basic microphones ever.
You could always take this microphone, because this is technically my microphone.
That is a USB
this
microphone.
Goes into USB,
yeah.
So
yeah.
We could just use this to remote in if we wanted to do it remotely. Although, you know, welcome to episode 5 in a row of coronavirus talk on Podzilla After Dark, where
it's far from the last too.
The president, well, maybe because the president is talking about opening up the country again. They're looking at May 1st as a negotiable. Although he did say that the governors could do what they wanted, basically, but he's easing up the guidelines, et cetera, et cetera.
Governor of Missouri is going past May 1st.
I think so May 3rd is what he said. He
if
extended.
If he's going past May 1st, then, yeah, there's no chance the president's going to.
I mean, most places. Well, I mean, the
not that he has the power to do so anyway.
Well, he has total authority.
Yeah.
That's what he said the other day, is that he's had total authority. What a shit show it is.
And then he gets mad when people, like, are confused about, like, well, why don't you do this then?
Look, I want to throw this out here now.
Uh-huh.
As a. You know, if you're listening to this show, and you're a new listener, because we picked up quite a few new listeners in the past couple weeks because
people are bored.
Surprisingly. Well,
and all the girls that want to date me now know I have a podcast, so they're tuning in. So if you're one of those listeners, we are not big fans of Donald Trump on the show.
That is accurate.
And I don't know how many of you are Republicans. So if you are Republican, probably turn the show off now, or else we're never going to get very far.
Just go ahead and unmatch.
Yeah.
Stop listening now.
But it's good to laugh about it, isn't it?
Sometimes.
Laughter is the best medicine.
It is. I've never shied away from my personal life here on the show. I've tried to recently just because of the implications on the show. But if I have to at some point be able to make jokes about it, so that's what I'm doing. I'm the clown, you know, it hurts when I laugh. I don't know. What are you talking about? Shut your mouth.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What were we talking about? Trump.
We were.
Trump.
We were talking about Trump.
Yes.
What a shit show it is in Washington right now, especially with Trump. This week alone, from airing the propaganda video disguised as a coronavirus update to declaring that he has total authority as president, telling a reporter she was disgraceful because she asked a legit question.
He does that all the time. That's a nasty question.
You're very nasty and disrespectful. It's terrible out there. And I don't want to get into the details of it because there are a million other places you can go to get better details about it.
Why can't everybody just be One America News? Just slob that knob.
I've barely watched any news coverage. That's oral sex. Oh. Lindsay, slob that knob.
Sorry, I didn't get it.
It's when you're. It's.
I understand now. You explained it.
Yeah,
it's oral. Thank you.
It's fellatio.
Yes, I understand what that is.
Okay.
The joke is way funnier now.
Yeah. Well, you know, to clarify. I've barely kept up with any news. I watched Morning Joe today for the first time in a month. My life's pretty much been on hold for over a month at this point, and I'm trying to get back into normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
So I started watching Morning Joe again and catching up on just how terrible the world is.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean it's a dumpster fire. It's a dumpster fire out there. So I'm making the announcement here and now. I originally planned on leaving Podzilla 1985 in June. I've decided not to do that. And here's why. Because I feel, when seeing how terrible the world is, that the world needs entertainment and they need laughter. And there are a lot of people out there that really love us. And after losing a very important part of the show in the past month, I now realize how important this show is to me and how important you guys are to me. So it's a two-way street. I need you, and you definitely need me. So I think I'll stick around for a while. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm not just going to try to quit again, but hopefully there will be no more complete disasters that encourage me to stay. If my life can just be boring and happy from now on, then I'll quit. But I don't think you have to worry about that anytime soon, because I think half the women that did want to date me are now gone.
I mean, around this area, odds are pretty good. Though, like, I have encountered, like, shockingly few Trump supporters on internet dating.
I had, all right, so I'm not saying that I do dating apps, but on one of the dating apps, and I hate them, by the way. We talked about this before the show.
Yeah, if you want to hear some great dating app stories, hit up that pre-show.
Yeah, that pre-show is
great. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. $1. Make you holla.
I may be indulging in dating apps right now, but I want to clarify for anyone that is listening that it's not to meet, it's not to date. Like, I just, ever since the breakup, I've really just wanted to talk to new people, because everyone that I know is associated with the breakup.
You need some third parties.
I need some third parties that have nothing to do with it, because I'm doing better than I've ever, I'm doing better than I've done in a long time. I'm physically, and maybe not emotionally, but mentally, I'm better than I've been in probably since Lindsay and I met. So I want to keep that progress rolling, and I know I need to speak to new people. I can't, you know, just keep, I can't keep reminding myself of the past. There's a very good quote by a scholar that I have remembered recently. His name is Kylo Ren. And he said, "Let the past die."
What a legend, that Kylo.
Okay, he's right. Listen to this quote. This is, to me, this is the most important quote in Star Wars history. Fight me on it. "Let the past die. Kill it if you have to. It's the only way of becoming who you were meant to be." That is such a good quote, and not just in a negative way. And that's the important thing. Like, I put that quote on my Facebook the other day, and I wondered how many people thought it was a shot at someone. It was absolutely not a shot at anyone. I truly believe that if you want to move on and you want to be the best version of you that you can be, you have to let the past go.
Didn't the message ultimately end up being that, no, that's not a great idea?
No, he I don't know. I never watched the final one.
Like, because I feel like at the end of it, he kind of decided that he was wrong.
You know what? Now that you mention it, what a bullshit. And no, I fucking hated the last Star Wars movie.
That's why you blocked it out. I'm like, we went and saw it.
Kylo Ren in the first movie was great. Kylo Ren in the second movie was better. Kylo Ren in the third movie, other than the very end when he did the Han Solo shrug.
When he went back to, when he went from Kylo to Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he was cool for like 5 minutes. Yeah, no, that's stupid. That is a terrible lesson. Don't just embrace the past. That's a bad idea. Those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah, so why do you want to kill the past?
You can kill it, but you don't have to forget it.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't either.
Like, let me think about what I said. Shut
up. I'm lost on you.
Shut your mouth.
The past makes you who you are.
God, it's complicated. The past makes you who you are, but you can't stay attached to it.
That's fine.
You have to let it go. You have to let it die. I'm like the Phoenix. I'm reborn from the ashes. That's me now. You call me Phoenix from now on.
Okay, Gene.
I'm not Mr. 100 anymore. You call me Phoenix.
Phoenix. All right.
Phoenix. Because that's what I am. And
Mr. 100 Phoenixes.
Point is, I just like the quote. What were we even talking about? The dating apps.
Yeah.
This dating is gonna be apps. An interesting night.
Right?
Where did we leave off on the dating apps?
You were going to tell us a story, and then you went off into like left field.
Yeah. Then you went off into Kylo. You went to talk about the scholar that what? You then realized you disagreed with.
What did you say about dating apps?
I said that we had them on the pre-show.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about them pre-show. That's the last thing that I said.
Yeah. So they're terrible.
They're pretty
terrible.
I guess
that's where I'm trying to go with it, is they're terrible. They're like,
But for people that don't like going downtown,
if you
it's kind of a necessity, especially in like a town as small as Cape.
Except when those people want to meet up downtown.
See, there are places downtown you can meet up. Katie O'Farrell's is my go-to. And if somehow Bethany is still listening to this, I really doubt she is. That was the last relationship that I had, sort of a relationship.
We became single very close to each other.
Yeah, right, about the same time.
Yeah.
So that was Katie O'Farrell's is where I take basically every girl I have on a dating app.
Well, don't say that out loud because now they're going to expect it.
That's fine. It's a great place. It's the quietest bar downtown.
It's pretty good.
I love Katie O'Farrell's.
See, I'm the
and
kind
the beer's pretty cheap.
I don't know. I'm the kind of person that when I'm getting to know somebody, I don't know why I like walks. I like to just go somewhere and walk around and talk.
The other big first date that I have is walking on the riverfront and getting ice cream from Port Cape. I like how like anybody that's listening to this, like, okay, there's nobody listening to this that's going to be like, I would like to go on a date with Jesse now, so he'll buy me ice cream. That ain't going
to
happen.
If you want to go on a date with Jesse Kimball and have him buy you ice cream, email us.
After Corona's dead.
At aftercoronasdead at podzilla1985.com.
I will take you on a lovely evening.
Yeah. He's a good guy. I've said since the beginning, Jesse Kimball is a solid dude. And I stand by it. I stand by it. He's not as good as the Phoenix, but who is?
I'm with Lindsay on this one. I'm just going to start calling you Gene if you insist on doing Phoenix.
Hey, Jean Grey was cool, right?
I hate Gene.
Why?
I've just always hated Gene.
You know what? This has to have something to do here.
With the X-Men show that you liked, right? Like, was she terrible in that?
I don't remember. Bitch.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
See, I never watched that show, so I don't have that hatred of her.
I watched a little bit of Evolution.
And then, like, the original one, the little bit I remember of her, she was just boring until she turned to Phoenix.
You're not entirely wrong.
Boring is good. I've come to, and again, for anyone listening, it's not that I'm trying to go on dates. And it's not who you think who I'm talking to. It's just all the other people. I've realized that boring is good because there are a lot of people, they're kind of trashy. A lot of the people that I have talked to, especially from those dating apps where I'm just like, hey, I just want to talk to someone that doesn't know me. That's the big thing, is I just want to talk to people that don't know me. Because,
man, there's a whole subreddit for it. Like, hit that up.
You'll
definitely find people you don't know there.
When you know who I am, it makes it harder to talk to me. You know? I don't know why. I think I intimidate people. I'm very intimidating, being a celebrity and a Phoenix.
Oh.
So.
I need to get a clicker and start counting how many times he refers to himself as Phoenix.
The Phoenix is a much better nickname for me than
Mr. 100.
I'm sick of that nickname.
I was about to say, it might be better in that.
So Mr. 100 is going to die and you're going to re-rise as the Phoenix?
Because right now you sound like Frank. Just call me Phoenix.
Mantis.
Mantis toboggan. Ooh, I like that. Call me Mantis from now on.
But I always loved Jean Grey. I thought she was kind of boring compared to Emma Frost. But again, Shannon from a couple of months ago is completely different from Shannon now. Shannon a couple of months ago really appreciated ice cold bitches and lingerie.
Emma Frost was always Shannon's pick.
She was.
Now, what do we don't know about Emma?
But now
Emma is very she is not hiding anything. She's
no, not,
very
not, not those outfits.
Yeah.
But I very
she
much
sometimes gets to wear pants.
She usually wears pants now.
When I first saw Emma, she was literally in underwear
and like
a corset with a cape,
yep.
And tall boots.
Yep.
Which
that is Emma Frost.
I can't understand why women feel that comics are maybe a little too. No, that's not fair. Because you ever seen men in comics? One of my favorite artists, Rob Liefeld.
Oh my god! All right. Sorry. And plus, like I always have to say this. That is also for men. Like the men being jacked and gigantic and Ripley and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's for men too.
It is because you want to be that.
Everybody, exactly.
You want to imagine yourself in that role.
That's why I wish Asa was here so we could talk about the trend in porn where instead of having the big, strong, porn-looking men, there's this real revolution of skinny dudes, like skinny, nerdy guys. That is what's popular in porn right now is you have these attractive women sleeping with the skinny, nerdy-looking guys.
Why do you know this?
Well, Asa and I have talked about this. You have to catch some of the Mr. 100 5-star men. I know we haven't had one in like 2 months. But no, that's something that he and I both noticed. Not that either of us watch pornography, But if we did at all.
No, if you talk to Asa Gray, it's on his. I was scrolling Twitter earlier in one of the rare moments of me scrolling through Twitter.
I hate Twitter too.
And Asa had posted, "It's my time to shine," on somebody saying it's National Horny Day. Asa is a proud porn watcher.
I'm not a proud porn watcher. I find, and we've talked about it before, I find porn to be offensive, but also just kind of comical.
that's you like comical finding is a good word. You like finding the bad trailers of, well, I think stuff that's just goofy.
I think sex without feeling is comical. I mean, sex in itself is comical. It's awkward, you know, but sex without feeling is way more awkward. So watching two people who don't really have any connection versus they just met each other that morning, it's, I don't know, it's weird to me. I'm not a big fan of it, but I do know that that is a trend in pornography is the skinny dude, because they want people to relate to it. Because you can't, it's kind of like a reverse of the comic where you envision yourself as the big strong hero, but in porn, I guess maybe it's intimidating to see the ripped guys with the giant penises.
I was about to say, definitely still have. Granted, it's been a while since I've watched that sort of porn, but it's, I feel like they would still have the gigantic penises. Like, that's still a
thing, right?
Maybe
because they're so small, it looks bigger.
Wow.
You know?
There's a Letterkenny bit about that I was thinking about pulling, but neither of you would get it. Nope. You wouldn't be able to follow it up.
Not at all.
Dalton is laughing because he knows exactly what I'm talking about. You're welcome, Dalton, I guess. Sorry I didn't actually go through with the bit.
And plus, he's not here.
He's not.
I do have some exciting...
Oh, if he was here, we could have had a whole Letterkenny bit.
I'm excited to...
Oh, Tanner would also appreciate it.
Sorry, Tanner. I'm excited to announce that Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, we are bringing back I Wanna Believe.
We are?
We are.
Oh, okay. Snap.
But I have no idea who the cast is going to be.
Oh, snap.
Because, again, a very important part of the show left. So to fill that void, I do know one name that will be on the show, and that is Hunter Hendricks.
Woo!
Double H.
That's a big drop right there.
It is.
He's been enjoying this remote in.
He is. He's so excited to be on the show more. He hit me up and was like, any show you want me on, I can be on. Because I think he's going a little stir crazy too.
Yeah, because they are taking the quarantine, unlike us. They're being like responsible, good people.
Who are you talking to? You know how often I leave my house?
We're here
this
right
is,
now.
This is the first time he's left the house since Sunday.
The last time we recorded. No, that's not
no,
true.
No, because you took me to
Perryville.
Work one day.
Yeah, because I went to Perryville on Saturday.
Saturday? Yeah, Saturday.
See? So, they're being responsible people taking this quarantine seriously. Whereas, yeah, look, granted, the only places that I go is here. Like, this is the second time I've gone here. Then work and the grocery store.
Grocery store.
Those are the only places I've been going.
And Pizza Hut's drive-thru.
Haven't been there. I did hit up the Panda Express drive-thru, which, pro tip for you guys, for the next, I think, 4 days, you can get the Family Feast from Panda Express for $20. That fed me and my roommate, and then my lunch and dinner the following day is for $20.
I don't know if I'd like their leftovers.
Anyway,
and he doesn't do leftovers.
Well. Panda Express is one of those places that I just can't right now. There's a number of places, surprisingly large amount, that
it's not a very big town.
It's not, and we made our mark everywhere. So, yeah, but that's one of those places that it's just like maybe in time.
And plus, right now, normally Cape Girardeau is a mecca of Chinese food.
But
we
so
have
many are closed right now.
All of them.
Yeah.
The only one that's open is Panda Express. Yep. Chan's and China Palace closed in like the first week of this nonsense happening. Yep.
I know Chan's are still going in and keeping the store like clean, dust free and that type of stuff, but they're not open. They're not doing.
Yeah, that's it's the same thing.
What are you giggling about?
Rewind the tape. She said, I know Chan's are going in and cleaning the store. Because they're all Chans, aren't they? Like, every single one of them just Chans to you.
I mean, her words. Restaurant.
Her words still work. Like, look at all them Chans going
Thanks.
To work.
If you don't. You want to take this back to my terrible quote about my purse?
No. I think that one's in the ground at this point.
It's true. That horse is well beaten.
But
So either way, sometimes you just need Chinese food, though. And I saw that Panda Express was doing that deal thanks to Reddit. And to spread that love.
If you're going to get Chinese food, make sure it's from a Chan, because they're kings and queens.
I guess it's a good thing you decided to get pizza tonight.
Oh, yeah. So I'm 2 months in. Well, no. About a month in. No, Jesus. How long has it been?
Are you okay?
2.5 weeks. About
since
a month.
What?
About a month in, I've been doing since the breakup.
Oh, okay. Well, because like your first number was way longer than.
Yeah,
and
no,
I was
no,
like, wait.
I was off. But
so I didn't know what exactly you were talking about.
In the past month, I've given up soda completely. Not touched it. I drank one soda in the past month, and that's it. And that was the first week.
And you did not enjoy it.
I didn't enjoy
at
it,
all.
But I felt like I needed to slam it because I was just distraught. But I haven't touched soda. And even pizza, I've only had three. I've eaten pizza 3 times in the past month, which is shocking.
Much
for
lower
me.
Than for, what yeah, you normally for, consume.
For Shannon Young, that is huge.
And even the pizza that I ate, I shared.
Yeah.
So I haven't eaten like a full pizza. So I'm very proud of that. So I've kind of given up food in general, other than what she cooks, because she's been cooking for me, because I can't survive on my own, clearly, which is a shame because I'm really going to have to bump that up soon. Otherwise, I eat oranges and apples through the day. That is literally, I'll have like an orange or an apple every couple of hours. That's all I eat, and lots of water. And let me tell you, brother, I am so hungry.
I haven't been doing a lot of takeout just because.
Other than the pizza, I haven't had fast food.
No, you haven't had fast food
in
quite a while.
Over a month.
Because we weren't really eating that much fast food before that.
No, and since then, I gave it up completely. And again, I don't, like, even when I was here, when I could have had fast food, I still didn't. I ate.
You had maybe a couple, like, Dunkin' Donut breakfast sandwiches.
Like,
but,
two.
Yeah.
But mostly it's just apples, oranges, bananas, that kind of stuff.
I got Burritoville yesterday to celebrate my socialism.
Oh.
And
that sounds so good.
Oh my God, it was so good. It was one of those things. I was like, I had leftovers that I was going to heat up for lunch because I was working from home yesterday.
That's why I'm getting pizza tonight, by the way. It's a comfort food, but also with our stimulus coming in, I'm like, well, let me treat myself
to
a $5 pizza at Little Caesars. Why not?
Yeah, I want to treat myself to something, but I don't know what yet.
I was like, I'm treating myself to a burrito. And I did. And my Lord, was it tasty.
Yeah, Burritoville does them right.
I do. I love Burritoville. It's a little expensive for every day, but, you know.
And it's nice to have some things be relatively normal, like you can still get a burrito from Burritoville or a pizza from Little Caesars or whatever, because I always said at the beginning of the show, they are thinking of opening up the country sometime in the next couple of weeks. They're bringing people back. It's going to be up to the governors to decide what they want to do, obviously. But
yeah, no, Trump is talking about that. That's not going
to
happen.
They're protesting now. People are protesting the right to go back to work.
People have been protesting that because a lot of people are out of work.
Yep.
A lot of people don't want to. They don't think the virus is that big of a deal.
Well, it's only killed 125,000 people worldwide.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Those are rookie numbers. I need you to pump those numbers up.
For real. It's ridiculous. There are a lot of people that legitimately don't understand. And it's not like originally we thought, and we had talked about before, that for people our age group, probably fine. Like, almost certainly no chance of anything going wrong. It has been going wrong for people like our age group and our health level.
It's rare.
It is rare, but it still happens.
Yeah.
There was a person, it was a tweet that went viral, may or may not have been true. Obviously, I have no way of sourcing this, but it's a tweet that did go viral about a 27-year-old girl that died of coronavirus.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't afford to go to the doctor, and she needed to work. She worked at a grocery store. She wanted to put her time in. Her mom got her last check, and this was, again, like, I'm needed there. They need my help. Like, I've got to be there instead of, like, taking care of herself, staying home and everything else. Her mom got her last check. It was for $20. Yeah. $20.76 was her mom's final check from her daughter that died because she couldn't, didn't
she
want to.
Had
couldn't,
to be
she
there.
Had to be at work because she was an essential employee.
Speaking of essential employees, so a mutual friend of me in person, Emily, I was talking to her yesterday and day before yesterday, and she told me, I was like, you know, we were catching up because we really haven't talked in a long time. But I was just like, so, you know, how you been? How you holding up during the quarantine? And she said, well, you know, I work a lot because I'm essential. And I was like, oh, are you in healthcare? You know, because I actually didn't know what she did for a living. And she said, no, I work at a liquor store.
Oh, geez.
And I did not know liquor stores were essential. Like, legitimately, I didn't know they were deemed essential.
State of Missouri. Well, because in the state of Missouri, like, the what's listed as essential is not very clear.
Right.
Like, there's not a clear guideline list of what is essential and what's not.
Yeah.
It seems like if you look at the list, the way that the governor phrased it, technically, every business is essential.
I think the biggest thing is that which businesses can actually follow the social distancing guidelines. Because, like, you know, not Gold's Gym, Planet Fitness is closed.
Yeah.
And I wish they were open because I would love to go work out.
Like, but Planet Fitness is closed. There are other gyms that are open that are like the local gyms and stuff. Because it's not, it's up to the business.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, there are states like Pennsylvania, I think, was one that's like shutting down businesses.
Terrible state.
Supposedly, though, they are slowly starting to open stuff back up. I started reading an article today because obviously I'm from there. I still have friends and family. But like, they were showing about starting to let, barbershops and salons that are like licensed slowly start opening up, like service type stuff starting to pop back up.
Gotcha. Which is real risky for, like, Pennsylvania's right there next to New York. Yeah. New York is obviously the state's been hit the hardest so far.
Yeah. Especially the eastern side of the state was definitely hit harder. And then like south of Pittsburgh, they had some more hot spots down that way. Yeah.
So yeah, that becomes really risky when they start talking about opening that stuff up. But they're also the ones, Pennsylvania, that has made news for shutting down GameStop, because GameStop is like, no, we're essential, we're staying open, because Pennsylvania first made the it was the statement of like essential businesses only. They did kind of a similar thing where they didn't put out the guideline of what exactly is essential.
Yeah,
GameStop was like, no, people are going to be stuck at home, they're going to want video games, we're staying open, we're going to make that cheddar. And Pennsylvania governor was like, no, you are not essential, you closed.
To me, they're just as essential as a liquor store.
I would agree with that.
You know, like, there's booze is not something that you have to have.
Yeah. I honestly think that convenience stores, grocery stores, and obviously like hospitals and stuff like that, they're a list of like actual essential businesses.
Right. Places you have to go because you have to live.
Right.
But video games are a luxury.
Yes.
Alcohol is a luxury.
Movie theaters.
Luxury.
Most restaurants.
Right.
Like, yeah. I'm okay with restaurants doing carry out.
Because some people don't know how to cook.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are some people that just, you know, you occasionally you just need a cheeseburger from McDonald's or whatever.
Well, not from McDonald's.
Some people like McDonald's.
I mean,
like,
they're not bad.
It's fine.
They're not bad.
Sometimes people just need a cheeseburger, though. That's fine or whatever. I will say for Panda Express, if you're local and you do the pickup, be wary. I wasn't aware they did it this way. If you do, like, if you order online and do, like, the pickup, they just put your food out in the entrance pressure chamber, I think is a word for it. They just kind of put your food out there with your receipt on it.
Where anyone can grab it?
Exactly. Like, when I walked up and grabbed my bag of food, there were two other bags of food just sitting there. Nobody was watching it. Nobody was verifying anything.
You feasted that night.
I did not. Well, I did because I had the family feast and me and my roommate both. Again, that's so much food.
Yeah.
For $20 especially, that was a great deal.
Oh, I want to believe. I never finished that.
Yes. I'm a little scatterbrained.
Well, no. The reason I brought it up is because, like, you know, if we do remote in, then me and Hunter can do it. Obviously, Tanner can do it. I don't know about Calvin, though. Because I would like to have Calvin.
He has the whole stream set up. I'm sure he'd be okay. Like, he'd be able to do it.
I hope so, because I'd like to get Calvin involved on it. Because
he did used to stream, or he might still stream.
I think he still streams. Yeah, but, you know, Calvin's an original member of the show, of that show.
I want to believe. Yeah,
yeah. So, and we may have Hunter on Pro Wrestling Unscripted now, because, you know, it's just me and Asa, and I thought the me and Asa shows have gone really well.
They've gone well so far. Yeah,
he and I have always had this great, you know, rapport with each other, but it's always fun to get new blood in there because, you know, I'm probably not the most entertaining person right now. I'm probably at about 70%.
I don't know. He's pretty entertaining today at being forgetful and rambling.
The Phoenix is being very entertaining.
I think the Phoenix will go down as my greatest nickname. And I'm actually going to Facebook right now to declare myself the Phoenix.
Can you go change your wallpaper to a phoenix also?
And you know what tonight's theme song is going to be? Phoenix by Fall Out Boy.
That's a good one, too. Whenever I hear Phoenix, I think straight up Tenacious D, which you didn't even listen to Tenacious D's popular stuff. So I imagine you haven't heard that song. Now I'm remembering you having not heard Tribute or Wonder Boy.
No, I know Tribute. We
played Tribute for you.
No, I heard Tribute before that. Tribute's one of those songs that everyone's heard. But the most that I know about Tenacious D was the HBO show.
Yeah, honestly. They did have, yeah.
Because it was like after Mr. Show or something like that. Jack Black was on Mr. Show. Well, None of those. A lot of those shows weren't. Did you ever see Flight of the Conchords?
I did. I actually like Flight of the Conchords.
Never watched it, so I can't say anything.
Well, fair enough.
But I was just going to ask you.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed Flight of the Conchords quite a bit. Yeah. Jermaine has gone on to do a whole bunch of stuff.
He was in Men in Black 3.
It's true. He's been in a lot of stuff. He was the voice of the crab in Moana. He did that whole song.
Okay.
I didn't really like Moana.
What?
I thought it was okay.
I have to agree with you. It was okay. The best thing that came out of it was
Hey Hey.
Well, I loved that movie.
Hey Hey, and the fact that Mandy and I did the whole Moana Maui thing was cute, but, you know, that's dead.
Why is that?
I don't know. It just didn't, the film just didn't resonate with me the way it seemed to everybody else.
Like, the only time those films ever resonate with me is on a sad level, like when we watched Coco. The movie
God,
was.
I love Coco. Oh,
the movie was fine, but so it was at the end. It made me cry.
Oh, I still cry, but it's so good.
That was one of those ones. Moana was my favorite, and then they hit me with Coco, and I'm like, never mind. Like
what?
Just like I enjoyed Onward, but it was also kind of.
I liked Onward too.
I like Jesse's joke.
What
about Coco?
Did I miss it? I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
It's Trek.
Oh.
You have seen the movie, right?
Oh. Gotcha.
You've seen that skit, right? Okay.
I get it now.
Yeah. I like Coco a lot. Coco is super good.
In terms of like animated films?
Period.
Just period? No.
Coco is a great movie.
It's not
my favorite movie of all time, but no, it's just a really good movie.
I'm a horror buff. You know me. I like horror films.
I also like horror quite a bit.
That's generally the only genre I watch. And like
you sometimes branch out.
I've tried to branch out recently because I realized I was really limiting myself in a lot of ways. So I've tried to branch out recently. Although
Pet Sematary, the remake.
It's not that good.
It's not.
It's
okay. The first one wasn't bad,
but it wasn't great.
My most recent obsession, I guess now's the segment on the show where we get to the dating app. We did the dating app thing and the...
I Want to Believe announcement where you dropped that hot news.
This week's special dating guest update on the show is that nothing. We agreed on that before the show.
Yeah.
So we'll move on to the, well, what have you been doing during the coronavirus quarantine segment of the show? And here's what I've been doing. I've been watching a lot of YouTube. I posted on my Facebook the other day that I thought it was truly pathetic if you were in bed at 9 o'clock watching YouTube. So many people thought I was taking a shot at them. I was about to say
Dalton certainly felt attacked.
There were a couple professional wrestlers that was, there was one particular Gage Robertson who was like, at me next time. And I thought to myself, like, no, I'm not making fun of you. I'm currently in bed watching YouTube at 9, and I thought I was the only one.
He's just feeling pathetic because of it.
Because I thought, okay, well, at 9 o'clock, no one's in bed. People are out. They're having fun. They're hanging out with friends.
I'm in bed playing Animal Crossing.
I must be a depressed loser since the breakup because I'm just sitting in bed watching YouTube at 9 o'clock, and thank God so many people rallied around me and said, no. That's what everyone does at this point.
I mean,
thank Christ.
I was about to say, especially with all the quarantine and not being able to go out and do stuff.
And both of us, we've been waking up between like 7:30 and 8 in the morning.
Yeah, I wake up at 7, 8 no matter
what. Because you're
bored
and you're going to bed earlier, and then you start getting in that cycle.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, I got in that cycle because I was depressed.
Well, that too.
I hid in Lindsay's room for the first 2 weeks.
He wasn't used to sunlight coming in the windows.
Right, so it woke me up. Now I'm back in my room where it's pitch black, but I still wake up early. But what I've been doing lately is I've been watching a lot of BuzzFeed. Especially BuzzFeed.
They're so entertaining.
BuzzFeed
though.
Unsolved, which it's Ryan and Shane as they invest. Ryan is like super believing everything. Everything freaks him out, and he's very funny. And then Shane is the skeptic,
and he's kind of a dick, and it's hilarious.
But he's a dick, but
he's a funny one.
He is, and I've seen episodes now where like he has admitted, okay, that was weird. I don't know what that was. It's kind of like if Jesse and I would go on hunts. Except I'm not nearly as afraid as this Ryan guy. That dude is like,
he'll carry like holy water and a water bottle with her.
It would be
him.
Like if you and Dalton went on a ghost hunt. But it's very entertaining because they not only do paranormal stuff, but they also do just like history,
they go over all kinds of stuff,
murders.
On
yeah, so I've been watching a ton of it. That and trying to keep up with the channels I always watch: Nuke's Top 5, Morning Joe, Slapped Ham, Chills. Anything that is interesting, and they're not producing content fast enough, and I'm scared.
He's gone back to watching more Mojo stuff, even occasionally.
Yeah, Watch Mojo. I hate Watch Mojo, but I've been watching it lately.
Man, like I, every time I hear somebody talk about like all the stuff they watch on YouTube, I think that I watch a lot of YouTube. Then I hear anybody else talk about it, I was like, I don't watch much YouTube at all.
I didn't until this, but like, what else am I supposed to? I don't have TV.
I check it like every Friday, and that's about it.
What do you want me to do?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying I'm still at work, so
I'm sitting at home all day.
This isn't a shot at you.
This is between me and her now. What do you want me to do all day? I'm sitting at home all day because I can't go anywhere. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't like video games anymore. What else can I do? I work out.
I know.
A lot.
I know.
Breed?
Read.
Read. I read my phone.
I'm sure you've got some books in the house you haven't read yet bought.
Oh, thank God. That's the timeline I live in now. Is that I can sit around my house alone reading books.
I like reading. Thank you. I also like reading.
There was finally enough time.
There was time now.
You can pay attention to that cat that just wants you to love her.
I'm done with love.
Especially that cat probably feels all sorts of abandoned right now, too.
How could she? When I'm always home.
She's got someone home with her all the time.
Yeah, she just stares at
me. She's going to be horribly spoiled when he goes back to work.
That's true.
Who knows when that'll be?
I even left my room open for her today so she could go lay on my bed if she wanted. Nah, so help me if I find cat vomit on it.
She sat in the chair next to me all day. Or when she wasn't laying on me.
Did she play with her toy?
No, she just laid on me all day while I scrolled through text messages because I'm reaching out to anyone that'll listen at this point and watching BuzzFeed. Today I talked to Dalton a lot. So there's that.
Hot Ones is a channel that I recommend checking out.
By the way, because we didn't get to talk about this on PW last night because it hadn't happened yet. And I know Dalton would mention it if you were here, but Howard Finkel passed away. Mm-hmm. Howard Finkel was like the long time. If you ever watched WWF between the 80s and 90s, he was the ring announcer. He was the Fink. He was legendary. And he was, when I started ring announcing for Cape Championship Wrestling, he was my
inspiration.
I could never be like him. We're two different styles, but he is always, when I think of like what a ring announcer is, he is always my first thought. So he passed away, and that's very sad. And then also today, actor Brian Dennehy passed away. Mm-hmm. And I was a big fan of Brian Dennehy. You may remember him from Tommy Boy, which is what a lot of people remember him from. But I love Brian Dennehy. So that's two very, very sad deaths. And then yesterday, I don't know if you kept up with the wrestling news. You probably saw it in the group chat. A
bunch of wrestlers let go.
Bunch of people lost their jobs. And I made the mistake today of why there's one named Drake Maverick. And I watched the video he posted to Twitter where he was basically saying, I was just informed that I lost my job. And he mentioned how there's a lot of people that he loves that he's not going to get to say goodbye to now because of what's going on. And he starts tearing up. I started tearing up. And I'm like, I do not need to cry anymore. I need happy things. So Lindsay's like, well, why don't you play Animal Crossing? That's too happy.
It's chill.
I'd say finish Pokemon, but you're not in the mind to do that either.
That's another one that I'm like, yeah, that was a group activity. Yeah,
I know.
So I went back to Fallout 76.
You almost finished that game.
Almost doesn't count.
I know, but you're so close.
I was so close to a lot of things.
I know.
That are no longer happening.
I know.
Such is life.
But this could be the first Pokemon game you've ever beaten.
You know why?
It won't be. He won't go back to it.
Shannon's just shaking his head like, nope. Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, I had to force myself to play Fallout 76 today. And I played it for like 2 hours. It felt like I played it for 6 days straight. Seriously, I got done playing and I looked at the clock and I started at like 12:30. I looked at the clock.
It was like 2.
It was 1:45 and I was like, that felt like I played all day. What is time anymore?
I actually was having a conversation with one of the few customers that wasn't driving me insane today, that like days have all just blended into everything. And the meme I keep seeing going around is the new way of telling days is yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Lindsay,
is about right.
Lindsay.
Yeah.
I had a goddamn conversation today.
Yeah.
With a hole in the wall.
We have a hole in the wall?
That was left from a screw when she left. I talked to that hole. And I expressed my disappointment that it existed now.
The real problem is, did the hole respond?
No.
Oh, thank Christ.
Because just like her, it won't text me back.
Wow. But you were having a conversation with it. You didn't say you were texting.
Well, I got its number. Because it was stupid enough to leave it on its Facebook, Mimi. So... So I just started texting the hole, and I was like, so, like, are we good? And the hole never replied.
In fairness to Mimi, everybody had their number on Facebook when it first started up.
Not everyone. I didn't.
And some people, well, were you in it when it first started up?
No, remember, you actually the one that talked me into getting on Facebook.
I did.
Because I never wanted to get on Facebook because I thought it was for college kids and I was out of college.
It was at the time.
And you were just like, no, you got to get Facebook. Are you okay? You're rubbing your temples now. Did the hole bother you?
You know how you make me watch that taco skit?
Yeah.
That I detest?
Taco math.
That's how I'm feeling right now.
You're getting classic Shannon tonight. You're getting bottom of the barrel, insane Shannon tonight. And I thought the fans would appreciate it.
I'm laughing, but my head hurts real bad.
Well, all right.
How much time we got left?
So much. We're at 40.
That's not as bad as I thought.
Nah, it's not that bad.
I mean, I was worried that tonight we were just going to talk about the coronavirus again. So I'm glad that we're at least getting a little silly.
We're talking about some funnier stuff.
I'm cracking some jokes like I used to, you know. Haven't cracked jokes like these in a long time.
So what I've been doing.
Mostly because my life was good. And now that my life isn't, there's a lot more material for comedy. I'm doing better.
Start writing your jokes.
I can do stand-up, but with the quarantine, I would only be doing stand-up to a bunch of holes in the wall.
Or you can do it via Discord. I think
Audra's been doing something.
And I've seen a lot of comedians, like Melissa Villaseñor. She does stand-up for YouTube that she'll just, you know, right now. She's just doing it to no audience, which can't imagine how terrifying
that is. Because, like, do you pause for laughs?
Right, well, look at John Oliver and, like, Seth Meyers.
Yes, I was about to say, watching John Oliver, because I've been keeping up
with
this stuff.
John Oliver is a little easier. Watching Seth Meyers is a little rough.
Seth Meyers is uncomfortable without an audience. Yeah.
John Oliver, you can tell that guy's used to having an audience respond. Yeah. And so, like, sometimes, like, stuff that he would be laughing at or waiting on more, like, he's just not because nobody laughing. Ain't nobody there.
Just keep talking. Just keep talking.
Keep talking.
Kind of like we do on this show because there's no audience to laugh.
Well, at least this show we're having a conversation with each other and, like, we can make each other laugh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we just assume that, well, if we're
hopefully
funny to our friends, hopefully other people also find us funny.
I've been laughing at a few of your guys' quips in your Ghostbusters game thus far. So.
Oh, man, that's something.
Cody's character is great.
he's gotten real into that character, and I love it.
That's one of those things that I want to jump into because I know you guys are having fun with it, and I want to have more fun. But at the same time, anything that sounds like it's going to be a commitment for any period of time in the day, I'm just very leery of right now. I feel like I'm wandering place to place right now still. So I'm not in a good spot where I can sit down for 2 hours and try to have fun. This is a little bit different because I do enjoy hosting so much. And, you know, this has always been my outlet, which is why I'm making more personal jokes tonight, because I was really afraid of making personal jokes for a while. One, because I felt like the more I joked about it, the more real it became. And if I made fun of it, then I was admitting that it happened. And there's a part of me very much that is still, you know, I feel like I've done a lot of progress moving on from something that was so devastating. But I feel like if I fully commit to the fact that it happened, then, I don't know, I lose a little piece of myself that I was holding on to. But I enjoy this show, and I like making jokes about stuff like that. I like
self-deprecating.
That's always been your humor.
It is. And it's not that I'm, like, horribly upset when I make those jokes. Like, I'm happy to say that I like myself more now than I probably ever have.
Good.
I'm a much bigger fan of myself right now than I've been in probably ever. So, you know, don't feel too bad for me. But when you hear me make jokes like that, also don't freak out, and please.
Don't report him to Twitter.
Don't report me to Twitter.
I knew it.
So Hunter read the new story, and he's like, it was very on the nose, but very well written. I like it. Hopefully no one reports you to Twitter.
Somebody report this man to Twitter.
No, Twitter
needs to know.
I'm just going
to
turn off Twitter.
Twitter needs to know.
No one uses Twitter. I don't understand how people use Twitter. There's too much. There's too much going on. When I get on Twitter, and I have to scroll through like 50,000 notifications just to get to something I'm interested in, I don't like it.
For me, for Twitter, like, I'm not following near as many people, I think, as you are. I almost exclusively follow. There's a couple of athletes that I follow and people like involved with the Colts, particularly like.
Did he
people
say
that are,
Colts?
He said Colts, not okay. Colts. Okay. I thought the same thing Colts. For a second. Like, okay. It's not like you said Colts, but
like
I know
Colts.
You said Colts.
Not Colts. Colts. Okay. The Indianapolis football team.
Yes.
Oh, not you.
So anyway, Yeah, I follow a few people from that, and I follow a bunch of comic book creators. And then there are a couple of, like, small-time bands. Like, I follow Twerp and Planet Booty, because I like those guys are really funny.
You do like the booty.
I love Planet Booty and the booty.
And I am the Phoenix.
God. So, yeah, I really, really like... I follow those, and I follow a couple of people involved in, like, X-Twitter, you can call them, like the X-Men fans, because I'm reading all of, like, everything that X-Men's putting out right now, I'm reading. And it's fun, like, you know, being involved in that conversation with a bunch of other people that are talking about it, including a lot of the writers that talk about, you know, what they're doing with the books and artists and stuff like that.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I know, like, right now, I think starting either today or tomorrow, they're doing creators for comics. A lot of comic book creatives are auctioning off things.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that like, plunk, plunk?
That sounded like, weird. Yeah, like a guitar string plinking.
Yeah. That was disconcerting. Anywho, they're auctioning off a bunch of stuff. You can go on and bid on, and the proceeds for that are all going to comic book stores that are local struggling. Comic shops are already struggle.
Yeah.
When this kind of stuff is not going on.
Yeah.
If it's a shop that exclusively sells comic books, because you almost never find one of those anymore.
Right.
Any shop you go to now where you can buy comic books,
they've got toys or some other gimmick
or coffee.
Most of the time, it's something like there's our favorite shop is Villainous Grounds. They do coffee.
Yeah.
We've also got other stores that do like Dungeons and Dragons and tabletop and Magic the Gathering, and that's how they make their money, because there's not a lot of money in comic books anymore. People aren't buying them. Like, it's a lot more convenient to buy online, or piracy is a huge issue with comic books. So yeah, they struggle when everything is normal. Right now, comic book stores are in real trouble because people can't go out and buy them, and even if they could, comic books aren't coming out right now.
So they're not getting distribution on stuff.
Yeah, there's
I thought.
I mean, there's so many things that are just going out of business right now.
Yeah.
And
like, even my business, we're barely getting shipment right now.
We haven't had a shipment at the store in months. Part of that is because Calvin was just not doing it, but part of it now is because he can't, obviously. I'd like to circle the conversation back somewhere.
Okay.
All right,
how much time we got left?
13 minutes.
Setting my swatch. Okay.
Your swatch.
I want to go back to X-Men, because you were just talking about X-Men.
Oh, I do love X-Men.
We've been rewatching the movies.
Well, she just fucking took what I was going to say.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You know, I'm really upset that we're not going to get to see New Mutants for even longer now.
Right?
I really want to see that movie.
Lots of movies. Like, there were so many movies coming out that I was excited to go see, and I'm kind of glad they got pushed back, honestly, because I feel like when those movies were coming out was right when my life tanked. And I would not have gone to see them. My hope is that by the time they come out now, which is usually around September, that I'll be able to, I'll be at a point now where I'm not going to be perfectly fine, because there's always going to be a hole in my heart. But I'll be normal and I can go watch these movies and enjoy them. Like Candyman.
Oh, there you go.
Badly wanted to watch Candyman. In fact, we watched Candyman.
Because I'd never seen the original, and I wanted to see it beforehand. So, and the trailer makes so much more of an impact after you've rewatched, like, the original.
I showed them Candyman.
Boy, is that movie just a product of the 90s.
Oh, I love that movie. It's so good. And Candyman himself is such a great movie.
It was
movie
good,
monster.
And I was, like, legitimately, like, tense watching that film.
Oh, no. You're tense all the time.
Not all the time.
One of my frustrations about Lindsay.
I'm sorry that I jump at every little effing noise.
Every little noise. My God, it's so frustrating to watch. No,
I'm twitchy. I'm sorry.
You were never this twitchy before.
No, I wasn't. And it was one instant that, like, it started it again.
What was the instance?
A certain person who is no longer welcome in the group, constantly, like, jumping at stuff when we were still at our first apartment.
You're talking about Katie. Yeah. She's welcome in the group. Jesse's friends with her.
Okay.
Just none of the rest of us.
Whatever.
Anyway, yeah, when Katie started coming over and watching, when she was hanging out with Bob and they would watch movies, she would just jump at everything. And then Lindsay started just...
Yeah, I don't know why,
but
inherited
that habit where she jumps at everything.
I hate it too. I can't help it.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, at least you were reacting.
I guess.
You know, that's good. But anyway, yeah, so all these movies that are coming out, including New Mutants, I'm kind of glad they got pushed back, because now I feel like I have a chance to actually... Enjoy them. And not just wait until they come out on Blu-ray or whatever. So I'm kind of glad about that. But we've been rewatching movies. We started rewatching X-Men. Mostly I did it just as a way to pass time, because that's literally all we do now in this.
I don't have a problem rewatching movies.
I mean, I like rewatching movies. I mean, we've rewatched. I would rather rewatch movies right now than watch new ones for some reason.
Okay.
Because I think they're comfortable. I know them. They're comforting. Mm-hmm. So we started watching X-Men again, and we watched X1 and we watched X2. We don't have X3.
We don't know what happened to it.
I don't know if we ever had it, honestly.
I'm agreeing with you, though. I thought that we had bought the original trilogy in something else.
No.
Yeah, I thought you guys had a trilogy pack.
We do, but it's the new trilogy.
New class and stuff.
Yeah, but I thought you guys had like the X1, 2, and 3 trilogy.
No, because I remember when I got that. I think I got that whenever they... It was either whenever they put me on blood pressure medication. I'm pretty sure it was when they put me on blood pressure medication. I was kind of freaked out about it. And so I went to Walmart, and everybody was at work, so I wasn't hanging out with anybody. It was just me. And I thought, well, screw it. I'm going to buy something for myself. And I bought the First Class, Days of Future Past, and Apocalypse set.
Those are solid films.
And they're better. It's a better trilogy.
Absolutely.
The only thing I can figure is you got rid of it when you were doing your like DVD binge, when you were just getting rid of stuff that wasn't on Blu-ray.
I don't know if we ever had X3, though.
Because X3 was an atrocious film.
It was, but like we even had Wolverine Origins on DVD at one point.
Probably.
And that was an even worse film.
I own that movie because my mom bought it for me for Christmas one year. And it was one of those things that she bought it for me, and I was like, thanks, mom.
That's like when my mom knew I was getting into anime.
You like them comic book characters?
So she bought me Mulan.
I still love that story.
God rest her soul. So in rewatching the X-Men films, I've realized that I don't have as big of a problem anymore with James Marsden as Cyclops.
Thank you.
I actually think he's a pretty good Cyclops. Mm. He could stand to be a little taller.
Yes.
But
stand to be a lot of things.
But didn't they call Cyclops? Wasn't his nickname Slim?
Yeah.
Yes.
He wasn't Slim in the comics.
Yeah, I mean, no. The only person that called him
Wolverine.
Slim was Wolverine. Yeah.
But I appreciate the dynamic between Wolverine and Cyclops more now that I've rewatched the films. Because Cyclops, I remembered it as Wolverine always being a dick to Cyclops and him just taking it. No, they were a dick to each other.
Yeah. I like, how do I know it's really you? You're a dick.
I think my favorite part is when Wolverine comes back and he throws Cyclops his keys and says, you need gas in your motorcycle. So he throws them back and says, then fill it up, and he walks off. Like, cool. Until X3. Because in X3, he's not in it.
He dies.
Well, because he's not in it. Because at the time, James Marsden was filming Superman Returns.
Yep.
So he couldn't be there.
He should have just been Cyclops instead.
Yeah. Superman Returns wasn't a great film.
It was not.
But I wanted to watch X3 for at least Kelsey Grammer's Beast.
Yes.
Because he was awesome.
No, there were a couple of phenomenal castings in those movies.
You get
movies.
A little more Colossus in it.
And you get one of my favorite quotes from Mystique when they call her Raven and she says, that's my slave name. I always thought that was really fun. Rebecca Romijn as Mystique is light years ahead of Jennifer Lawrence as Mystique.
Agreed.
Like in every single way. Jennifer Lawrence looks like a little girl.
Both
compared
movies,
to Rebecca Romijn.
And that's what she was kind of supposed to be. Like they're supposed to be younger, Jennifer Lawrence didn't age. And that's the problem with I think we're going to run into that problem with Tom Holland.
Yeah.
With Spider-Man. Because the thing is,
he's going to still look like a baby face.
They're casting adults that look young to play these really young parts. Because Tom Holland is in his 20s.
Yeah, that's how he's going to look.
And yeah, he's not going to look older. Like, you could put a beard on him and he might look a little older.
No, he just looks creepy.
It'll look weird. I think it'll look real weird.
Yeah.
So that's one of those things
if we
ever want to have.
I like him as Spider-Man, though.
I do, too. I love him as Peter Parker. The problem is, eventually, Peter's got to age.
Yeah.
And Tom Holland, I think he's going to look like this well into 40.
Yeah.
Which good for him.
He's got them good young genes.
Exactly. That is great for him.
Oh,
it's unfortunate for Peter.
And I had never realized how much I like Famke Janssen as Jean Grey versus
I do
Sophie
like her as Jean.
Turner? Is that her name?
Oh, yeah. Sophie Turner, the red. Yeah.
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 I like Famke Janssen as Jean more than Sophie Turner.
I think Sophie Turner did fine with it.
She did fine. We watched Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, we finally watched it.
Like, I did not hate it as much as I thought I was going to.
Same.
And I agreed with you, the fight scenes were good. But the movie itself was just kind of whatever.
The story was absolutely awful.
Yeah, what they did with the Phoenix just...
It's the same thing. They try to, speed through the story rather
but
than...
But, once again, Magneto was awesome.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's one thing that all the new movies have done really, really well. Magneto is my favorite part of those new movies.
Yes.
And Michael the old ones.
Yes.
That's another one. When I first saw the original trilogy, I thought that that Ian McKellen was too old to play Magneto.
He's still menacing in them.
He
though.
Is, especially the first one.
It's because Ian McKellen is a wonderful actor. He's phenomenal.
I take back what I said about Ian McKellen as Magneto. He was awesome. He wasn't as built as Magneto is.
He didn't match the character,
but he still has
much.
The presence.
He was a very realistic Magneto.
Like there's something about Ian McKellen. Like he has that gravitas. Like he's
here's my problem with the trilogies now. It is about 8 to 10 years between a Dark Phoenix and X-Men.
So Magneto ages. Magneto real
goes
bad.
From Michael Fassbender to Ian McKellen in about 10 years.
Like what happened?
And then on the other side of that, you have McAvoy turning into Patrick Stewart.
Which it's is still weird seeing him with the bald look.
Yeah.
Like,
and then you have Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence to Rebecca Romijn is fine.
It's, yeah, that's believable. But it's except so, that she's except dead. That she's,
exactly. Yeah. Spoilers for that terrible film.
It's so hard to believe, though, that like the timeline in the new trilogy is so bad because it started in what? Was it the 60s or 70s?
The 60s.
Yeah.
So in... they're what, 30, 40 years older. So they're probably around 50 years old in the newest one. And they look like they did in the 60s. Uh-huh. They have not aged at all.
Yep, because it's supposed to be the early 90s,
that's
I think.
That's what I liked about Days of Future Past when they showed the old cast as them older still.
Yeah, and that kind of made sense. But like some of those time jumps are too much.
Too much,
Michael
yeah.
Fassbender, Ian McKellen is the worst one, I think.
Yeah.
And especially if you look at it, like the original X-Men movie came out in, what, 1999, 2000?
Something like 2000. I'm going to look it up real quick.
It was the tail end of me being in high school because my senior year, we went up to Ontario for a senior trip, and I was geeking out about being in Casa Loma because that's where they filmed a lot of the interior shots.
2000.
For 2000. The Xavier Institute. So like I'm just going through, I'm like, this is his office, and this is where Storm was teaching class.
That's pretty cool.
And there's a secret passage over there.
I took my ex-girlfriend, Vina, I told her this, I took her to see X2 in theaters. She had never seen X-Men. She didn't know who the X-Men was. She was very sheltered. And at the end, when the Phoenix is in the water, she's just like, I have no idea what's happening. And I'm trying to explain to her the Phoenix storyline.
No, that's hard to explain to comic book fans.
I had to have my friends explain a bunch of it to me in college because I watched the X-Men cartoon as a kid, but I didn't read the comics and I didn't appreciate the cartoon. So, like, I know after we had all seen X2, I'm pretty sure we just sat around for like 4 hours talking about X-Men, and they were filling me in on storylines that I didn't know because I was still watching like Evolution that didn't get into half of those storylines.
It was a completely like alternate telling of everything.
Yes.
Yeah, the original X-Men cartoon was my favorite cartoon growing up. I actually liked it more than
Batman.
I really
appreciate it now when I go back and watch it.
I also liked it more than I think Batman aged way better.
Yeah, yes. Batman's a better show.
Yes.
But X-Men was more fun for me at the time because the X-Men were my favorite superheroes. They still are my favorite superheroes.
I'm in the same boat. I loved both cartoons when I was a kid and the Spider-Man cartoon from the 90s.
See, I wouldn't watch the Spider-Man one. Like, I just got bored.
It's too scary.
No, I got bored.
Because of Venom and Hobgoblin.
Yes, they're terrifying.
I love that show, but Batman is absolutely, of those three, definitely the best show.
Superman was good, too.
The Batman. I like the Superman show, all right. The Batman Superman Adventures were better.
Yeah.
Justice League was awesome.
See, Justice League, I didn't watch.
I never watched much Justice League. I got out of cartoons sometime around there, but.
A lot of those I jumped back into in college.
And to be fair, if you go back and watch X-Men now, not the best.
I rewatched it a few years ago. It's still fun to watch, but there's a lot of stuff that doesn't.
It's rough.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's rough, and there's a lot of stuff that's just like, oh, like the episode where Wolverine is in Japan.
Yeah.
Wolverine, they're taking their V-Ridge.
Yeah.
It's like a free weary.
It's so bad. Like, I watched that, I was like, no. Yeah. No, attacking our marriage.
Wolverine.
It's so bad. And I'm rewatching, like, I'm also rewatching, we talked about this last week, I'm rewatching Digimon. That's another one that is rough.
It is.
So, actually.
Because I tried to rewatch the originals, and I'm just like, I can't do this.
You need to talk to Maria, who is someone that has come into my life recently, because she listened to the show last week. And she heard you talking about Digimon. She said she has like all of it. If you want to borrow it or something,
I'm almost done with the series 2 at this point.
Hey, it's fine.
I
provide the offer.
If Maria is listening, thank you, Maria. I appreciate that offer. I might take you up on it to rewatch in decent quality because the quality that I've been watching is not great.
Yeah.
Well, ease up because she has it apparently on a hard drive full of other anime. So you might not be too much better quality.
I mean,
I still have it on
worse.
VHS in a box somewhere. But they're
good luck finding something to play
but,
that on.
But those are going to be like the oh, it's Saturday, so it's Digimon followed by an episode of Escaflowne, oh. followed by an episode of Zoids,
so it's
and
not
then it
that
goes
you
to
had...
Cartoon Network. Yeah, no, I taped all that shit
say,
off TV.
It's not that you had the VHSs, you have the
no,
recorded.
No, I have what I taught myself to program the VCR in high school so that I could record all of my anime.
Oh, wow. When I was a kid.
And you're a woman.
Oh, my God.
Don't fling rubber bands at me.
No, when I was a kid, I did that all the time, too. Like, recording stuff on VHS was great.
Like, I could do it, like, if I was just there starting it, but, like, I never made an effort to, like, try and program it.
We but, didn't have a VCR yeah. that was capable of doing the programming thing, so we just had to trust that my mom would do it.
The biggest and... part is we had the digital cable box, and so I had to figure out how to get it to record the correct channel. That was
oh,
the biggest
yeah.
thing that I had to figure out from there.
That's hard yeah, for
it's
you.
Annoying.
We had a digital cable box. We had a VCR that could record everything from it. But yeah, no, our VCR was the cheapest VCR you could find at Walmart.
Yep.
Because we were broke.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what everybody's VCR was.
So yeah, it was super cheap and it worked.
Which
got
is
the
why
job
I don't
done.
Have a working one anymore.
Just didn't do the programming thing.
You act like it's so hard to find a VHS.
VCR?
Like it's the That's what I said. Like it's a goddamn relic and you're Indiana Jones.
You can still find them at Goodwill.
That's why I keep telling her.
I don't know if they're going to work.
It's
they're
a
like
dollar.
A dollar. Yeah,
I mean, you can buy 10 of them.
Okay.
One of them's going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
fine. Odds are. And if not, well, that's $10.
Yeah. You probably have to clean
a
the
pile of junk. I don't want to bring home bugs from some.
That's a possibility.
Yuck.
I think that's going to do it for us tonight.
That is going to do it for us. We hit time.
I know. I've been keeping track.
That's
why I keep checking my phone.
Oh, that's right.
You thought I was looking at my phone because people liked me. But it turns out I was just keeping track of things.
I'm just used to somebody doing that on the other end of the table.
All right. So that's going to do it for us tonight. And I hope we brought a little bit of joy into your otherwise sad little lives because we're all sad right now.
I'm sorry. We're all insane.
Some more than others.
I mean, I've said
I couldn't tell if you were like coming back
time.
To yourself or like
I was bouncing off her pendant and hitting me. Anyway, it's going to do it. We're going to be back on Tuesday, I guess, because there's still no Nerd Ups right now, right?
Right. Well, because we've been doing because I miss doing Nerd Up, but I think we have enough that we can talk about now, like me and Asa could. But we've been doing
a little bit has built up.
We've been doing the D&D stuff on Monday
nights.
Well,
there is a lot of news coming out. I mean, PlayStation 5. Well, I don't want to say too much because you could cover it. So we'll leave it there. So we'll be back on Monday,
controller. Maybe
with something. If not, we'll be back Tuesday with an all-new I Want to Believe. And yes, it is going to be weird, but it's a weird time. We'll get through it.
Certainly hit you with at least one more episode of PZ85
Plays. Yeah,
you got to
finish where you're at.
We need to finish the story that we're in.
What I'm honestly very much looking forward to is our 2020 recap episode. Because I'm really hoping by the 2020 recap episode, everything's fine. The world is back where it should
be.
We can talk
okay.
about President Biden.
We can talk about our hardships this year, and hopefully we've overcome them and done better. Or I don't know. I'm just hoping that by the end of 2020, it will be a happy look back on things that were really tough at the time. But look how we've all grown. What I'm afraid of is that it's just going to be like, well...
Hey, look what's back.
We're still here. Hopefully not.
Yeah, I really, really hope that we're not still.
Round two of
Well, we
COVID.
Can't. At some point, the world is going to, like, the economy will bust. At some point, it will be an apocalyptic wasteland. Like, it just will be. We can't keep this up for too much longer. We really can't. Something has to happen. Vaccines, whatever. I don't know. But I'm hoping that by the end of 2020, we'll all be happy and we can smile and laugh.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. And we can talk about all the horrible shit that happened this year. But that is still 8 months away.
Mm-hmm.
8 months away.
We're so
because
early
it's
in the
only
year.
Fucking April.
And
Jesse.
We're almost through April.
Not enough.
Halfway through. It's one I keep talking about it. Simultaneously, it's like time is going so fast.
And so slow.
And so, like, it's
like,
weird.
As a whole, it's going fast, but, like, day by day, it just drags.
In no way is it going fast. In no way is it going fast. This is the longest fucking month of my life. And obviously, it's different for me.
Yes.
But every day drags. Every day drags. And until we get back to normal, go ahead, shoot me. Fucking shoot me, coward. Anyway,
I feel like it's dragging, and then I realize, like, oh shit, we're halfway through April.
Mm-hmm.
But
I've never wanted time to pass more in my life. Like, I just want to get to the end of the year. I would like to fast forward just to see where everybody is. That would be nice. Because it's got to be better than we are now. That's your happy ending. All right. We'll be back on Tuesday, maybe Monday, for Podzilla Plays or Nerd Up. And if not, we'll be back on Tuesday for I Want to Believe.
We'll be back on Monday on something. If we're not going to do the tabletop stuff, then Ace and I will definitely hit you with something for Nerd Up. We'll have content for you on Monday.
Hey, I might be there.
Yeah.
What else am I doing? Invite me, coward. Anyway.
He might train wreck your show.
No. I behave myself on Jesse's show.
I say, you and Asa, you haven't been this insane with Asa.
I don't know what it is tonight. It was a weird day. It was
a rough day.
It's Thursday anyway.
Is it because you were home alone all day?
My emotional state is a roller coaster.
Okay.
And right now it's high. I'll crash in a little bit. So next week we'll be back. Until then, for Jesse and Lindsay and myself, we want to thank you guys. And once again, I want to remind you that it's tough right now. We know it. We're living through it. We all have our own problems. Everybody's got it bad. Some think they have it worse than others, but everyone has it bad. We love you. Please be safe. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Later.